This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Tire Buyer. Buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10.
NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMANUTS.
Aslan Mattress, get the best comfort and quality sleep. Save $400 off 13-inch mattresses with code MMANUTS13.
CrowdCow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15.
Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 552.
552!
My name is Igor Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
What's going on out there? I think your name's not Joe Rogan.
Sophisticated with my vino over here.
Nice.
Why is that a good thing that my name is not Joe Rogan?
Because of all the controversies.
Oh,
poor fucking guy.
Well, we can start with that. Let's talk about that for a minute. So I heard that Spotify pulled a bunch of his old episodes off because of all the hoo-ha, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening.
Yeah.
And then also the CEO of Rumble offered Joe Rogan $100 million as part of a no censorship package to take his new podcast or old podcast to their new platform. So there's a lot of stuff going on here with Joe, and Joe put out a couple videos talking about, I don't know, we don't necessarily show them. Just look it up. Go to his Instagram. He's there on there the first, you know, the last couple of days trying to, I guess, make sense of what's happening, but he's under a lot of heat. And I just have one question, and then, you know, I'd love to hear your comment on other stuff, but why now? Why are people trying to cancel Joe? What's the problem?
Because there's like this virus type thing that's going on, and they don't like him providing any other information that is not the official narrative. And it's to the point where the White House is stepping in to go after him. And the company he works for saying, you guys need to do more. You're not doing enough. It's crazy. So they tried to get him on that, and then they go after racism. And then there's like a playbook where if that doesn't work, it's misogyny. And it's just, you keep going down the line, but he's uncancelable. And you're seeing that. Like the company's already stepped up and said, we're not doing anything. And I think it always goes back to the point, because you think about like Howard Stern back in the day, like people are like trying to fucking get him fired and whatever. It's like you have a choice. You can either listen to a person or not listen to a person. That's the end of the fucking discussion. So I mean, I feel like he could say whatever he wants. I was hoping like Elon Musk would step up and say, hey, I'm gonna spend $1 billion and build my own network, because he seems very anti whatever the establishment is. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see a weird party, like say Joe Rogan did get fired, which isn't going to happen, but he could go to a different platform that nobody can fuck with, and it'll be so much worse. But his show has gotten progressively worse because he is censoring himself, and he has been for years because it's gotten more and more popular. But I don't even know how popular it is, but I would say it's 10 times bigger than the next biggest thing. Something like that. So it's crazy big, not the same show anymore, but he should be able to say whatever the fuck he wants. So,
well, and I think that, you know, this Rumble offer, and I'm sure there's not going to be the only one in case Spotify were to ever kick him off their platform. Joe's the kind of guy, and he's very resourceful, where he would figure out a way to still broadcast to the people, you know?
Yeah.
And I got some friends, I'll just say this. I got some friends who I work with, we're very anti Joe Rogan because they feel like he has some sort of responsibility to spread truth. But I'm like, you don't understand what he's actually doing. He's not saying I'm spreading the truth. All he's doing is talking to people and getting perspectives. Now, if you're too stupid or too ignorant to like realize that a lot of the stuff that comes out of his mouth is like off the cuff, and even the special people, highly accredited people sometimes say shit that's not 100% true. Do your research, people. It's an entertainment show. And it's like, I don't know. I have a problem with all this because it's like, when did we become so weak? That when did we become so feeble? When was it okay to like just shit on everything and not let people, freedom of speech? What happened to that?
Yeah. And people letting words hurt them. Like, I don't know. Does it physically hurt you? I don't know. It's just a lot of drama. Man. Well, it hurts my fucking Twitter timeline because I can't fucking see anything else but that for like the last 3 days. It's annoying as shit. People need to just man up and move along. Mm-hmm. All right.
Enough of that.
So we had a UFC over the weekend. I'll just say we had Sean Strickland defeat Jack Hermanson in a split decision with Sal D'Amato doing his best again yet to try to fuck up more fights. And I think there were 3 split decisions on this card. I don't know if he fucked them all up, but fucking boring fight. And the only thing I wanted to share was the pre-fight video. This was posted by Amy Kaplan from Sean Strickland. He's an interesting character. This might be super loud.
Here's the thing, man. Here's the thing, dude, about fucking decorations and clothes and cars. Guys only fucking do it to get laid. Dave Chappelle has a great skit, dude. He talks about, like, if a guy could fuck a chick in a cardboard box, he would fucking do it. The only reason why any of you fucking people wake up and you have your gay little fucking European haircut or Australian haircut, it's for fucking women, dude. If that wasn't the case, you wouldn't have a couch. You wouldn't have a fucking bed. You'd be sleeping on a fucking mattress in a fucking cave somewhere. So, like, listen, you guys. You guys are all just a bunch of manipulated, you know, chasing the pussy too much. Calm down. That's my kind of girl right there. I like that.
Yeah. So I decided to share that.
I think he's going to get her number.
He likes to say fucking and all sorts of other stuff. At least he's a character. Unfortunately, his fight performance did not live up to the hype. This is the guy who kept saying, I want to kill someone in the octagon. I would fucking make me so hard and this and that. And well, he didn't put on that kind of performance. And then there was a horrific injury.
Yeah.
Did you see that one? I'll share a little.
Was it out of Dennis Bondar? Oh, is it broken or dislocated?
It looks dislocated.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But it's definitely like popping out there.
It's not looking good. Elbow not supposed to look like that.
Sometimes depends. You could fucking elbow a chick with that. You know.
A little hematoma on the elbow. Actually, when I had my elbow tattooed, it did swell kind of like that. It was.
Oh yeah.
Probably the most pain I ever felt in my life. I would not recommend getting your elbow. I'll send this.
What? What the shit are you doing? You're sending stuff to people.
Oh my
you
God.
Said hematoma, and now you just texted someone.
No, it's my watch. It wants to text my mother, apparently.
You don't mother! Even,
it had like shit that we've been saying for the last few minutes.
No.
I'm like, can't say that.
Was that pre or post fight? Oh, and Sam Alvey lost, and apparently Super Callow on Twitter is saying, smiling, Sam deserves another UFC fight because he's lost 1, 2, 3, draw, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 8 fights with no win. A lot of people get cut for lesser than that. Is it just because he smiles? I don't get it. I don't get it, Ingo. What else is going on?
Well, I got you. I found some footage of Ronda Rousey, pictures actually, before WrestleMania.
Okay.
She's a little multitasking. There she is, doing a little breast pumping. Got the her and the little baby. And then, you know, we got the claws in there, but also taking care of business. Like, hey.
That's a good look for her.
Yeah.
Like, let edit the baby out. I like this eyeshadow and a titty out. Just one titty out. That's my kind of lady.
Oh my God. He wants to edit out the baby. Okay.
I'm a man with morals, Ingo.
Yeah. Since when?
Tuesday. That's tomorrow. And then let's talk about this weekend. We have UFC 270. As I get one. This big, thank you, 271, as I had to close the ad off before I fucking Every time you go to the UFC website, it puts shit up on the fucking screen. So we have Adesanya. Here we go. Adesanya versus Whitaker 2. Derek Lewis versus Ty Tiavasa, Jared Cannoner, Derek Brunson. And then you kind of go down the list. You got Green and Nasrat. And then if you look at the fucking prelims, I thought that's interesting. You have fucking Andre Arlovsky on the goddamn prelims.
Nice. Jared Vandera, who's that?
I don't know.
Roxanne Modafferi. She's always a pleasure.
That's right. And early prelims. Got some other. Anato.
That guy's got a lot of tattoos.
It's like a lot of fights. There's like 32 fights on this card.
And so, none of them are very exciting.
Well, I like the main and co-main event, even though we've seen this. So let's start with Adesanya versus Whitaker 2. So I'll start with this and say, you know, I rewatched their last fight, and Whitaker got KO'd in the second round, but he also almost got knocked out at the end of the first round, where he got dropped, and then Adesanya probably could have hit him with another strike, but then pulled off right as the bell went off. This was back in 2019, so I think Whitaker, in your words, is a journeyman. And he's kind of like a jack of all trades. So he's like kind of good at all aspects, but I think the last fight, he just came in way too emotional and was trying to headhunt. And there's a big difference in striking ability between Adesanya and Whitaker, even in 2019. So I just don't think there's enough time for him to close that gap, because Adesanya is so far ahead. And he's so slippery with his movements, and you don't know if he's going to attack or counter, and he's got great angles and great speed. So I really like Adesanya in this one. I want to say he's going to knock him out in the third round. It's either a third round KO for Adesanya, or it's going to go decision, because I think he's got Whitaker's number. What do you say?
It's hard to argue against that. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes, where is this fight? Is it happening?
Texas, Houston.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue against what you're saying. I mean, I think Whitaker always has a chance. I think he's way outmatched in this one.
They're both dealing with the jet lag from coming from like either New Zealand or Australia. I believe they're both still over there. So they'll both be on whatever weirdo clock, but
weirdo clock. Okay. I like it.
Yep. So are you going Adesanya?
Yeah, I have to. I mean, yeah. I do. Yeah.
It's tough. And then what about the other fight? You got Derek Lewis and Ty Tiavasa.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Lewis has had the tougher competition. I know that he's, you know, I don't know. Here's what I'm going to say. No. I think a knockout is going to happen. And I think it's going to happen in the first 3 minutes. I don't see it going any other way. Freaking Tiavasa is like 12 knockouts and one decision. So it's like, and he's had a couple of losses.
13 wins, 12 of those are KOs.
I mean,
and then go to Lewis. He's got 26 wins, 21 KOs.
Yeah. So I mean,
you should get a fucking decision.
Someone is going down. No, don't say
hopefully.
That. No, someone is going down.
Exactly. You can't say that.
I'm going to have to pick Lewis in this one. I think he's had a tougher go of competition wise. And I think that's going to fare him well in this fight. And it's going to be over fast. So
I hope so. I hope you never know. Sometimes it's hit or miss with Derek Lewis. The thing that I'm going to peg him for is that the last time he fought in Houston, which is his hometown, he fucking shit the bed and choked and lost. He just didn't perform. He said he had a hard time performing in front of his home crowd that time. I think it was being main event. So I don't know, co-main event. I'm still gonna weigh that against him a little bit. And Ty's pretty tough. It's like they're both tough and they both knock each other out. Flip of the coin, I go with Tiavasa in this one. Right. I think again it's a first round, hopefully. I just want to, these guys are just going to stand and bang. They're not going to fucking be sneaky. But Derek Lewis likes to throw in weird spinning kicks and shit. So we'll see. Maybe he'll throw a spinning kick and shit his pants again or not.
You might
take his sweaty balls out and wipe them off. And I know I'd mentioned Arlovsky's on the undercard. You know, he hasn't KO'd someone since 2015. That's fucking 7 years. If he wins, it's by a fucking decision. So I don't know.
Well, I just love how his Wikipedia page has this as his image. Bang. Do you notice something weird about
that? Something Dude, he got a snake for a nose. What's
something doesn't look right there.
He likes the cocaine, Ingo. It breaks your deviated septum right up.
You got to love Arlovsky. Still going at it. And plus, it's his birthday month. He was born on February 4th. So, you know, get the man.
Remember, like, what year was that? This is 2010. We're training at Flow Mixed Martial Arts in...
Palatines.
Thank you. And Andre Arlovsky is one of the coaches back then. And this is back when everyone was saying he's washed up. He's not going to fucking fight. That was 2010. That's 12 years ago. The guy's still fighting. He is a goddamn workhorse. All right. I don't care what anybody says. He is
longevity.
Yes. Next to be cut because he's probably making bank. Right.
Oh, yeah. I would guess 300-400. Yeah.
I'd venture to say probably 600, 700.
Damn.
So Mark Hunt was saying 5 years ago he was making more than Francis Ngannou did for his title fight.
True. True story.
And Ngannou was making 600 grand. Mm-hmm. So, hey, let's talk about our sponsor.
I'm ready. Go. Roses are red, violets are blue. Don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you with the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion. This Valentine's Day, it's time to join the 4 million men worldwide. It's going to be more than that after we're done with this commercial.
It's going to be like 4 quadrillion. I don't know how many people there are, but I feel like they're all going to be shaved.
Yes, and they all trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. With our exclusive offer, you can go to manscaped.com and use the code MMANUTS for 20% off and free shipping.
I'd like to propose making February 13th a national holiday as National Shave Your Balls Day.
It's my birthday.
Who's with me? See? It'll be your birthday and National Shave Your Balls Day.
They go hand in hand.
I hope so. I think this is one holiday that men and women can get behind. So you can complete the perfect package for your package. They have the liquid formulations like the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner. You can start your day off with the deodorant for your boys. Then stay cool all day with toner to keep you feeling your best all day and nights. These formulations will also have your balls smelling like a king on the big day. Okay, hang on. So like a king back in like the, I don't know, let's go to the 1600s. Do you think he's smelling pleasant?
Probably not.
For the peasants?
But they don't know any better.
So. They don't know. But it's all good.
Sprinkle a little schmutz on it. You'll be all good.
Proceed.
Hey, you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code MMANUTS. Did I tell you it was the code MMANUTS? Yes. Just letting you know.
I'm shooting my arrow early.
Yes, shoot your load with Manscaped this Valentine's Day or your arrow, whichever one you prefer. Yep. We prefer loaded arrows.
That's right. Or arrows. You know, the Olympics are going on.
Arrowed loads.
Perfect. Those are the best kind. If you're going to shoot any, it's arrow loads. Are you even watching the Winter Olympics?
I've watched a little, but I tell you what just like before, it's really difficult to figure out when this shit's on. Thank God for like recording, cloud recording, because I'm like, I don't even know. And they're not advertising anything. So I watched a little bit of figure skating.
Okay.
Which is pretty ridiculous. Like the things that these women are doing now. I didn't watch the men because
no, I'm with you. I gotta catch that.
and a little bit of snowboarding. And I think we're looking forward to some speed skating, but the short track because it's bananas, right? And then I always like I watch a little, what's that where they ski and then they shoot? What is that called?
Is that like steeplechase? I don't even know.
I like that one because it's harder than it looks because your pulse is way up. And then when you're shooting, you got to calm everything down.
Yeah. So. And they've put heart rate monitors on those ladies and men. And somehow they have trained themselves with the ability to just drop the heart rate when it comes time to shoot, so that you're not like with the gun.
Right.
That's cool. I like a little women's curling.
I knew you would. You're
like, no reason.
Those are some thick.
No, not always.
Girls. No.
The Canadians are usually pretty hot and good. And, you know, I saw one because usually it's like a 4-person team. And then I saw they had some mixed teams where it was just 2 people per side and it was 1 man and 1 woman.
Okay.
I'm like, that's kind of weird. I prefer the all women's team, but everybody's heavily clothed. It's not like the summertime Olympics when you can have swimming,
and volleyball,
beach volleyball.
And, oh, yeah, my favorite.
That's why winter, not so exciting. Not so exciting. I don't know. It's less, and then you don't have like gymnastics and high drama sports, right? It's just like, meh. Like, I don't even watch hockey.
Ski jumping.
Yeah. It's weird. It's not like, it's more, it seems like individual events, no? Like, it's one thing, with the exception to like a hockey. Mm-hmm. Or those bobsled, or it's figure skating.
Oh, or the skeleton. One of my other
that, yeah, you just take this little board and fucking face first, fuck yourself, or don't.
Yes.
It's all good. In the hood. What else is happening out there?
Well, Paige VanZant making her AEW debut, I think. Hopefully this video will play.
Pants on, pants off.
Is it playing? There it is. Hey, look at that. There we go.
Whoa.
Hey, look at that. I'm liking what she's throwing down. She's got the like camo pants.
She's looking getting thicker. I like it.
Uh-huh. Here she goes. Oh, throwing it down. This guy's like, I got my leather jacket. Here come other ladies.
Oh, there's what's going on? It's like a gangbang.
There's all kinds of stuff happening. I'm Sweet. Not really sure. There's like more women now. And Paige is angry.
Oh, I like really her makeup angry. Too.
It's looking good. They're just holding everybody back. Hold me back. Hold me back.
Yeah, I'm holding her. Hold her.
Come on. Fuck, come get me. Right, come at bitch. Me. Come at me.
Come get these hands. Have you ever seen me bare knuckle fighting championship, bitch?
Yes.
I got fucked up. By Rachel Ostovich. All right.
There you go.
Sweet. I feel like she's going to make an appearance later in the show. I like that. I didn't know she was over there making things happen.
She's just everywhere doing her thing.
It's good. She's doing the Lord's work because somebody needs to. I'm going to make sure I have no volume queued up. So this, on the next edition of Face Off Wars, we have wherever country we're in now. Apparently, we're just putting gloves on at the face-offs and fucking knocking each other out for some reason. I don't know what the hell is going on anymore, Ingo. This is what we do.
Fighting before the fight?
We are fighting before the fight. This seems to be a common theme. I kind of like this. There's another one. Hang on.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's just getting crazier and crazier. So I don't know what country this is. I like to assume everything's Russia and or Florida.
Sometimes
here's another one.
Oh,
the guy puts his hat on to get flying knee KO'd.
Right in the knee, huh? I mean in the chin.
Yeah. His chin fucking right at his face or knee.
I mean, this is kind of stupid behavior when you think about it, because they're not going to have a fight and then nobody gets paid.
And it sure as shit looks like it's all ready to go. Like, hey, have at it. Knock him out ahead of time. Great. Is that really good for anything? I don't know. I just question reality now. And then one other thing. Saw a retirement announcement. Paul Daly calling it quits after 19 years in MMA. Is he gonna be in bare knuckle fighting championship before you know it?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't think anybody stays retired. And you know what's weird? He used to be in UFC way back in the day.
Yes, and Strikeforce,
and got fired for taking an extra swing on Josh Koscheck. But I feel like it was warranted. It's weird, because think about all the guys that held submissions too long and how long they stayed in the UFC.
Yeah.
Weird.
Super weird.
What else is happening?
A quick fight announcement. Alexander Gustafsson versus Ben Rothwell happening
nice.
At UFC Fight Night on May 21st.
Heavyweight fight.
heavyweight. Rothwell's 40 years old. He's like 39 and 14 or something in MMA. And I think he just lost Gustafsson, you know, 35. I think he's like 17 and 5 or 18 and something. So I don't know. This is like, this hurts my feelings. The fact that these two are fighting, I have to say.
Well, I'll say I don't like Gustafsson's chances in that because no. Rothwell is a tough motherfucker. Gustafsson's not going to have enough power to knock him out. And he's been out and he'll be rusty. And Rothwell is just, he's going to do work.
I think
that's
so too.
That's a real tough fight.
For like a tough out. I feel like Rothwell is going to KO him in the
those. Yeah. But I wonder if Gustafsson is coming back at heavyweight. I felt like he did some other damage at heavyweight and he wasn't successful, or I could be thinking about someone else, but is he trying to go after John Jones? Is this what he's trying to go after?
When is John Jones ever going to fight again?
I don't know. I heard rumor that him and Stipe may have a fight at heavyweight. And isn't it weird that you haven't heard shit from Stipe? He was the champ.
Super weird. Your memory serves you correctly. Gustafsson lost to Fabricio Werdum via armbar back in July of 20.
Who scheduled that fight? There's another one. Here, let's go up against a former UFC heavyweight champ who's a fucking legit guy on the ground and a little off center.
He's 0-3 in his last three. Gustafsson.
I don't mean to laugh, but it's not going to work out. Or it will.
I don't think so.
Either it works out or it doesn't. But I'm leaning towards it will not. You want to feel old. I'll show you this clip. Here's a fight that happened 14 years ago and guaranteed to potentially get us pulled off of fucking
everything. Oh, hey. I remember this. Strawberries.
It's the first time they fought.
Oh, not the second?
Not the second one. But you could see where it's going because Brock's obviously doing work. He's a little spastic on the ground with the way he's throwing his punches and moving around. Frank's trying to throw up an armbar. Brock's twisting around.
God, he was so big.
I know. Because he does land some good shots right here. 1, 2, 3. And then you could just see Frank's loading up those legs. And then once he gets
that. Try to get the knee, right?
Right there. Now he's got him. Yep. And he's locked up. And Brock's trying to push, but he's more looking to just tap. And then that Mazzucato doesn't pull the fight right away. Frank gets the win. He's still kind of beat up. But then you see the second time and oof. Oof.
Different story.
Yeah. And the same with like when Carwin fought Mir. Remember that? It was through a couple brutal fights that Frank had.
He broke some limbs.
Yeah, and I always wonder like how good Frank could have been had he not been in that horrific motorcycle accident. Like mm-hmm. He was the heavyweight champ for a while, and then
he was
pretty fucked up and still pretty good, but maybe not as good as he could have been. And then I'll make you feel old again and show you something that happened 9 years ago, almost to the date. Yeah, this fight.
Oh, shit. Seriously?
Yeah. So I'll just show the kick heard around the world.
Oh, man.
Apparently, Steven Seagal taught him that one.
Oh, yeah.
Remember all that bullshit where Seagal would be backstage? I taught
him glasses.
This kick, and he knocked him out. It's the deadly force of Aikido and karate. Or whatever he was talking about at the time. Yes. But I need my shooter glasses. I don't have my fucking shooter glasses down here.
It's all good.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. What else is happening?
All right, my last story. There's Nick Newell is not the only fighter with one arm. There was a guy in Brazil who knocked some guy out over the weekend with a head kick. Huh? Marnie Max knocks out his opponent. Now, you tell me. Maybe it's the video. Maybe it's me. But something looks... Oh, it's not playing. Something looks fishy. Why does it do that? That is just weird. Let's try again. Here we go.
Because you're on Twitter lockdown.
Here we go. Okay. They're exchanging. Obviously, the one-arm man is the man with one arm. So.
Okay. Got it. Check.
Can you see that? The man in blue. You can see that. Here he is. He's walking around. They're just like hanging out. And then blurp, And down he goes. So
that's totally fixed.
I don't know what happened there. It's hard to tell, but it doesn't look like he actually connected. I'm just saying.
Not so much. And I always don't like a one-arm man fighting a two-arm man because he has advantages and disadvantages. Mm-hmm. So maybe Nick Newell and that guy should fight 100 times. I just think it needs to be a fair fight. Like, can you ride a ride at Great America if you're missing a limb? No. Should you be fighting another man that has two limbs?
Is that really a thing?
No. Yes. You need 2 arms and 2 legs to ride all the rides. Unless it's like some bullshit ride. Yeah. Because they don't want you falling out. Because, like, say you're cut off here and the harness is here. And all of a sudden you kind of choom, choom, and then you shoot off into the atmospheres.
Okay.
Like, that could be bad. It could be really bad.
I never knew that. Okay.
On that Batman ride going upside down and shoom, fuck, there he goes.
Yes.
Oh, that was a delicious taste. Mm. So here's a new thing I just bought, not sponsored. It's called Lemon Perfect cold pressed lemon water. So I just got these are gluten-free, organic. I just mixed that with a little vodka. This is the peach raspberry. Whew. That's my new jam, man. So I'm out of Zevia's. Like I was saying, all I have is fucking root beer Zevia, and that's that's an interesting drink with a little bit of vodka mixed up in this motherfucker. Moving right along. I don't know why everyone's getting so aggressive. I gotta preface this video a little bit. Let me hang on and see if there's sound. Okay, we'll do a little bit of sound here. So this is the Pillow Fighting Championship again. It's getting a little bit more aggressive of late.
Oh, damn.
Like, one guy loses his pillow, and then he wants to start fighting for reals.
Chaos.
For realsies in the pillow fighting.
Except he's not actually fighting. Yeah. It's just wrestling.
You only have a real fight, motherfucker? Come on, get it. So, I thought pillow fighting is supposed to be good natured. No.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't get it. Let's do a little tweet a week. This one comes from there were rumors of Henry Cejudo getting back into the UFC. I think they've proved false, but I'll share this with you. This is from Mac Malley. This is Henry Cejudo re-entering the USADA testing pool.
Oh, God. That's funny.
How about the little...
That's pretty funny.
I enjoy that very much. That was one. And then second tweet of the week. Sometimes you have multiple. Let's see what this one is. This is a little old, but we'll bring this one into fruition again. This is Helen Ingram on Twitter. She says she's not a fan of the new Harry Potter book, Herpes, Genitalis, and a Philosopher's Stance. I feel like... I'm going to Universal Studios. I believe they have a Harry Potter exhibit. I'm going there in May, June.
Oh, you're going to do it?
Yep.
Nice.
Just bought tickets today. So we'll see. They still are. They have weird rules out there at Disney and Universal. So Disney, I think you still have to wear a mask, which is weird because you're in Florida. But they have different rules. So anyway.
Yeah.
Good little ass nuts. Yep. Let's see. So someone was asking if you took the 2012 UFC champs versus the 2022 UFC champs, who wins? And the one caveat I got to throw in there too is this is also pre-USADA versus USADA, right? So take that into equation here. So you'd at heavyweight, it would be Junior Dos Santos, the 2012 champ in his prime and on some shit potentially, versus Francis Ngannou. Who wins that fight?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think Ngannou.
Yeah, I'm with you because Ngannou now is patient, smart.
Mm. Yeah.
Still got a nice chin on him. Light heavyweight, we already saw this one. It would have been, it's John Jones versus Glover Teixeira. I think that's an easy John Jones, no?
I agree.
And then middleweight, interesting, Anderson Silva prime versus Adesanya, Israel
Silva.
Adesanya.
Anderson Silva, hands down.
It's a tough fight because they did have a fight, but it was a sparring match, and that's way past Anderson Silva. I'm trying to debate it. Is Adesanya crafty enough to get Anderson to fucking play the game? I'll agree with you. I think Anderson Silva wins that. Mm-hmm. Okay. GSP versus Kamaru Usman.
GSP.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's drugs versus no drugs because cardio was never a problem for GSP, but cardio is never a problem for Usman. Lightweight, Frankie Edgar versus Charles Oliveira.
Charles Oliveira.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Next one's tough, but it's Jose Aldo versus Alexander Volkanovski. I think I'm going with Aldo because that is leg kick Aldo.
Yeah, I think it's tough to beat back then before all the
before he stopped throwing leg kicks. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to flip it over because I want to pull up some ladies on this. So I want to do Brittany Palmer, Ariane Celeste, and Paige VanZant. And this is with photos. So give me a second here and we'll flip over. And then this is right around 2012. It might be later or a little bit earlier. So start with Brittany Palmer.
Hang on, solid.
That is pre- and here's now with all her plastic surgeries.
I like pre's yep, better.
I'm with you. Ariane, goddamn, back in the day to Ariane now.
Pre. These are all pre. I'm going to say okay. Pre.
I'm going to go post on her because I think she had a baby, so she's got a little meat. And then here's the topper, Paige VanZant.
it's post. Guaranteed post.
And Paige VanZant and good. One of her buddies now.
Good Lord.
I might go pre just to be weird, but she looks like underage. So I have to go post.
Yeah, that's one of that's why I'm like, it's like a kid.
Yeah, no shit, right? That's interesting hairstyle. It's like almost like a 90s hairstyle and blood happens. Okay. Yep. Interesting.
Dope.
Yep. Okay, we'll pull up. We got another video here. I don't know if you saw this one. I need a little bit of volume on the Twitter sphere. And what is my question? So there's a video of Connor getting high. And I want to know.
There's more than one of those.
Yeah, seriously.
There's a whole bunch.
Is he choking?
What's happening?
Exactly. So is this a public, here you go, public service announcement? Did I even share my screen?
You did not.
Thank you. I'm like, what is going on here? Hang on. Let's try that again. Because I'm having all the fun. And Ingo's having none of it. Do you have sound at least?
I do.
Okay.
Is he eating his ice cream?
Yes.
Why is he posting this stuff?
This is ice
cream. No.
But he's unshaven. Fucking hairy nippled. So that's what I was saying. Is this a public service announcement for doing drugs or not doing drugs?
Probably not. I think he's off the rails, man. My question is, why post that? That's just not a good look, man. Just don't do it.
No, like who the fuck is on his PR team that's letting him do that? Because what do you gain from that video besides mockery?
Nothing.
Mockery.
Sean Connery, I'll take the rapist for 800, Alex.
Yes. That's therapist.
Yeah.
So Chad Mendes says he'll make more in the bare knuckle fighting championship in his debut than Francis Ngannou's UFC 270 purse of $600,000. He said he's getting paid well for the fight, and then he's doubling it with the sponsors alone. But he's got a pretty successful career outside of fighting. I forgot what he's doing. I think he's got a hunting business and some other shit going on. But my question is, so when does Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship go out of business?
Give them another year or two. They got time.
It seems like they're overpaying. Maybe like an affliction.
Overpaying everybody.
Yeah, a little bit. Because
they're buying the market is what they're doing.
Who wants to see Chad Mendes, who's got those little stub arms, like bare knuckle fight? He's not going to do well at all. He's not. Mm-mm. Like, look at Conor picked him apart.
It's like Cormier doing the same thing.
T-Rex arms.
No.
And then I've got another video or a tweet. Kind of a question. I'll ask the question after this, but this is the Zone Boxing saying 3 years from now, Jake Paul insists he's up for a fight with Canelo. So I got to pull my question up. Could Jake Paul even have a competitive fight with Canelo in 3 years? Paul is 25 now. Canelo is 31. So it'd be 28 versus 34.
No way. Canelo will destroy him. It will be the most one-sided ass kicking in the history of boxing. I don't, no way, no chance.
Yeah, I agree. When I initially thought about it, I was like, well, if Canelo was 40 right now, and then he would be 43, and if Jake was 28, going to be 31, I'd say
chances,
maybe competitive. I mean, would you consider Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather Jr.? Was that competitive?
I mean, it looked like it, but I don't know if it was. Probably not. It looked like it for a minute.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit, but because Mayweather let it be, because he was trying to let Conor punch himself out and then finish him. So here's another one. Mark Goddard said, current MMA culture is the major reason for a lack of corner stoppages. And then he followed up with a little, said, you can actually say the exact same for MMA corners and MMA coaches. I've met some amazing people, and I know they love and care for their fighters very deeply. But again, it's a time surfing. It's an educational thing. And the culture of MMA competitions being stopped when the person is completely unconscious or they're on their back face down eating shots, etc. I think time will take care of that. Is he right? And then, like, why are we not? Like, so talking about the corner stoppage.
Are you saying that they're going to go? The culture of MMA. They're going to go away at some point. I mean, it is like to be tough, right? I think boxing throws towels in way more than mixed martial arts do.
Yeah.
And I do agree that there's some culture thing here where it's, you know, even we've done it. Like, let him go take another couple shots because there's just something.
Yeah, it's a very fine line, right? When do you do that and when don't you? And I think boxing, they're probably smarter with that because I would imagine boxing trainers. I mean, and I think it is because they've been around. The sport's been around a lot longer. And you have, for the most part, the guys that are good have trainers in boxing that have been around forever. And when you think about MMA, you're talking 1993. So it's not like you have this lineage of trainer to trainer to trainer to trainer. It's like you have maybe trainer to trainer and the culture of we want blood, motherfucker. We want death.
Give us death.
It's a fight. That's how this thing started, was a fight to the death. So it's hard to get that mentality out of everyone's head. There was fucking no rules, right? It was pretty much you fight to the death, kind of. But yeah, so I think it's a fair statement.
I got a video I want to share.
Check perfect.
Guy delivers the pizza to a monkey. Check it out.
Is Okay. Do you need change, sir? Run away. I've had enough.
I've watched that like 3 times. I'm like, is that really a monkey? It is really a monkey. So, and that was really not staged because the guy, pizza delivery guy, was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So, he ran the fuck away.
He did.
I got a couple for you. So here's one. So when you press disable flash on your camera.
Oh God.
You get that. That reminds me of fucking, was it In Living Color, the fucking handyman? Yeah.
Good God. You
can't have fun like that anymore. And then this is Pearl Gonzalez. She's got a couple of words of wisdom for you. She says, "E pussy. It's organic, Ingo."
I agree. But is it vegan?
It's a good question. Depends what she's eating. Is it grass fed?
Definitely.
I'm only eating it if it's grass fed.
All
right. Is it gluten free?
I don't know. I hope so. You don't want any, you do not want any gluten down there. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. No yeast, no gluten. No. Yeast, gluten, moisture, bad. Very bad.
See.
Michael Blind, you're blind.
Mm-hmm.
Burn the witches. Or the Yeasties. I'm going to leave it on that.
Close. Good Lord. All right. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffin, thanks for playing. Boom.